Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And for the benefit of all the radio and TV audience that hasn't been here before, Kelly is on my left. She was the firstborn. And John then is on her left. And he was the secondborn.
The baby.
He was the baby. don't start that right now. Okay? Y'all two just behave.
No, he's my baby brother.
She's touching me.
Oh.
She's touching me. Yeah. How many times did you hear that, Grandma?
He's touching me.
Well, I just happen to have a picture of the two of them, uh-huh. And he's over behind her doing this. Hey, and we were talking earlier about it. Our families, you know, we don't have kin folks and cousins suing one another and all that kind of thing. On the Owens side, which is my mother's, and on the Copeland side, of course, which is my dad's. And we love one another, all of our cousins and all of us, and we call on one another.
Amen.
Father, we thank you today.
Jesus.
For faith works by love,
yes.
And we praise you and thank you for it.
Thank you, Lord.
I started listening to the BBOV in 2005. Listening to the daily broadcast changed my life forever. It taught me my rights as a child of the King. It taught me the authority that I have in my covenant and how to use the word. Here's an example of how I use my knowledge and authority most recently. We received notice that we owed federal and state income taxes that, reached six digit. This was not in alignment with what we had projected to pay, and I was shocked. Reflecting on that concern, I felt myself trying to become troubled in my spirit. I stopped and said no to myself. I said, Lord, I cast this at your feet. You're my provider. We are tithers, and we have rights. Love it, don't you? Oh, glory to God. And let's see. Yeah, I declare that there is an error in our returns, and the error will be found and the taxes will be reduced. I cast it down, and I'm getting to let the Lord settle this issue. I had determined to leave it alone. I said out loud, Lord, I'm seeking a miracle. I know you can provide that miracle, so I'm giving it to you. It's your responsibility to fight the battle for us. Later in the evening, in conversation with Steve, I found that we had been praying the same prayer. Knowing that we had prayed the prayer of agreement, we settled in our spirits and had ourselves in agreement to receive. The very next morning, we received notice from our CPA. She had made an error in accounting, and we didn't owe that amount of money. The amount owed was actually much smaller. We received the miracle that we needed. We know that this training from Brother Copeland about standing on the word, standing on our authority, demanded our rights as a covenant heir, and we've done what the word instructs us to do, always cause you to win. Glory to God. Lisa and Steve. Hey, whoa. Glory to God. Come on, give the Lord a praise for that one. Thank you, Jesus.
I love how they rolled the carrot. She rolled the carrot,
yes.
But then you always said there wasn't any sense in both of you staying awake, you and God.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got that from somebody, but I always remember that.
Yeah.
But you used some worrying.
Praise God, yes. Well, the fundamentals of faith. We've talked in different, talked about the blessing, and but we go to... the book of Hebrews, where else? So that's where we begin today. And we begin actually in the 10th chapter and the 35th verse. Cast not away therefore your confidence or faith, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience that after you've done the will of God. Now the will of God, faith begins where the will of God is known.
Right.
And the will of God is in his book. He doesn't will one thing, say another. So, yet a little while, and he that will come and not tarry. He's talking about the return of Jesus. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but out of them that believe to the saving of the soul, not the spirit. Spirit, soul, and body. The saving from confusion and being confused of mind. Now faith is.
Amen.
Faith is now. The substance of things hoped for. Now, I brought a new copy here of the paperback Amplified Bible because I wanted the audience to realize that now it is a KCM Amplified Classic edition. And the classic, I mean, they fixed it. The one they have now is not quite as thorough as this one. Now, for those that don't realize what is so good about the Classic Amplified is, for instance, like it, you'll say, because of the faith of Enoch, Genesis 5, 21 through 24. Mm-hmm. So the references are there.
Amen.
Now, let's read what we just read. But the just shall live by faith, by righteous servant shall live by his conviction respecting man's relationship with God and divine kings and holy fervor born of faith, conditioned, conjoined with it. And if he draws back and shrinks in fear. Now that's added some to it, right? Habakkuk 2, 3, and 4. So you might make a note of that. But our way is not that of those who draw back to eternal misery, perdition. Eternal misery or perdition. But of those who believe, who cleave to and trust in and rely on God through Jesus Christ the Messiah, and by faith preserve the soul. Now faith, oh class, what is it you need? You need healing? What is it you need? Property? A problem, a family problem, a situation, whatever it is, whatever the need is. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed. Praise God. So what is the faith answer to a problem? Find the scriptures that cover it. Amen. And I want to ask John about some things here in a moment. By faith, trust, and holy fervor born of faith, the men of old divine testimony born of them and obtained a good report. By faith, we understand that the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for the intended purpose by the word of God so that we see what was not made out of things which are invisible. Now, I've heard people preach that God made it out of nothing. No, he didn't. He made it out of something you can't see. It was nothing to the senses, but he did it with his word.
Amen.
Light be, light was. 24 hours, 16 billion miles of universe, 186,000 miles a second coming out of our God. You think he's capable of planning our lives? Well, he lives in you right now if you're born again. Now, as you read on, because of faith, Enoch was caught up and transferred to heaven so that he did not have a glimpse of death. And he was not found because God translated him. For even before he was taken to heaven, he received testimony still on record that he had pleased and been satisfactory to God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would come nearer to God must necessarily, it's necessary to believe this, necessarily believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. We diligently seek him out. Now, we know how faith comes. It comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, John, you were telling me that a situation that had occurred that wound up costing you money that you didn't owe anybody. Mm-hmm. But got it paid off. Anyway.
This month is the last payment.
Yeah. Just put the bit in your mouth and said, well, they sued me. And, well, actually, someone else created that situation.
It was a company that I was a part of. So I got drawn into it, even though I really had no play in it, just because my name's on the company. But, you know, he didn't have a case. It settled for very low money. But it was cheaper to settle than it was to go to court to fight it. Unfortunately, that's our system, right? You can sue anybody for anything, and there's no recourse.
Like the guy said, I need a good lawyer. I'm going to sue my way to the top.
But, you know, the thing is, it's like you take those things that come, and, you know, we basically won, but yet still had to pay, you know? But what you do is you roll the care of it over on God. And just say, God, you've got me. You know, I didn't really have anything to do with this. I'm being stuck with it. It doesn't feel just, but at the same time, I'll follow what's done and move forward. But you just know God's got you, you know, and it's like there's certain times where peace is valuable.
Oh, my, yeah.
Peace is valuable.
Oh, my, yeah.
I've walked away from a lot of money in a business deal. Because my peace was more valuable than the money that I stood to gain at some point down the road. And I think that you have to look at these things, because if you don't, it's fear, right? Fear of loss, fear I'm never going to get it back. But, you know, there's a trusting and a knowing in God that it's like, God, this is what I'm in right now is not you. Because I don't have peace. I'm laying in bed at night. I'm not getting sleep. Because I'm stressing over this. It's not you. I choose to walk away and then have peace rather than stay in a situation over money. Amen. And there's things that we have. I mean, there's things you deal with from family that, you know, there's not peace there. And you just have to, sometimes you just have to say peace is the most valuable thing.
That's right.
I'm not going to be in strife. I'm not going to sit here and fight. I'm going to step back. And I'm going to trust you, Lord, to handle this situation for me. And your flesh, your mind says, but you're going to lose this money. Well, no, I'm going to gain peace. Yes. And how valuable is the peace, you know?
So. Now, I got started too quickly and didn't do what the Lord put in my heart. And then there's something I want to talk to Kelly about. The fundamentals of faith. Believe it in your heart. And say it with your mouth. Number two, faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. And we'll see that. Abraham's blessing cannot be received with Thomas's faith. You have to walk by faith and not by sight. Faith calls things that be not as though they were. Faith demands corresponding action. It demands corresponding action. Now, we were in Colorado. Gloria and I were there. And my, we got word that we're going to get back home. Now, Kelly's second born, Lindsay, when it was right at Christmas, right?
It was Christmas Day.
Yeah. Went upstairs for Christmas. She was delirious. Completely. Didn't know anybody. And they rushed her to Cook's Hospital. And now you go ahead and finish the story there on that side.
We got to the hospital and she was just totally out of it. She was white as a sheet. And then as soon as you know how slow emergency rooms can be, but when they know a real emergency and they pushed us right back and they...
Wasn't it Neisseria meningitis?
It ended up that she had Neisseria meningitis. I didn't know what all that was. I knew I'd read in the papers that multiple kids in the Metroplex had died of it. So of course, you know, you know that. And so they began doing the tests. Her pupils were fixed and dilated when we got there. So they really took it seriously. She was just about gone, the doctors told us. And in the end, he said, well, it is meningitis. Don't know what kind yet. They have different repercussions. But he said, what's sad for kids is by the time you know they have it, there's not enough time for an antibiotic to work. Mm-hmm. So he said they take 36 or so hours to knock the infection out, and these things take less than 24 hours to actually kill the children once they contract it. So I remember sitting there with that doctor, and well, when he told me that it was meningitis, I just turned around and walked out of that exam room. And when you get that way, you're operating in whatever. It's not that God doesn't want you to be able to build a house in the storm. It's just humanly very difficult with the things coming out of your soul, you know, and they were coming out of my soul as much as the word was in there. And I walked out, I felt fear just like a vice grip. And if it was physical, it'd be like somebody had me around my arms and I couldn't move. I felt that way in my soul. Of course, my spirit's trying to pump the word out, but it's got to go through that soul. That's what I've learned since. So, I couldn't do anything, but I know when the Lord gives you the word to say, you do that thing. Yes. And it was in there. So Terry walked up and she said, what is it? She saw my face, I'm sure, in the hallway. And I just said, I refuse to fear. And I knew it was fear, but I still couldn't move. But I said, I refuse it. And that's the day I learned that fear is weak.
Amen.
And will do what you command. So there, I said that, and all of a sudden the words that were in there in my spirit started coming out. I had been pleading, I'd learned to plead the blood of Jesus 2 years before that. And I had been building that hedge. And I do believe those things are more about building the hedge of your awareness and your confidence in the covenant, building your faith in the covenant, than God saying, okay, now you deserve me to move because you've been doing that. It's building this, building your soul, getting rid of stuff and getting rid of the lies. And so I started saying my covenant. There's blood between me and Jesus over this. And I just started saying those things. Well, we got in back. I'm like, we went back in there and they moved her to a room. They said, we're going to pump her full of every antibiotic for every kind of meningitis there is. And then he sat down and he talked with me and told me how serious it was. And he said, that's when he said, these kids don't have that long once we find out. So he's preparing me for the repercussions. And it might be this and it might be that. But if it's Neisseria meningitis, that's the one that kills quickly. So, you know, there's really nothing we can do.
Now, on the way home in the airplane, the guys came up and picked us up. So Gloria and I were in the cabin. We were praying. I was praying in the spirit. And so the Lord told me what to do. And by the time we got there, it was about, 11 o'clock at night? Something.
Yeah,
like
let
that.
Me tell what happened while y'all were still on your way.
Okay.
Because it was really important. When I met with the doctor, he said, I said to him, Because he's telling me all this. She could this, she could this, she could be amputations, you could die, blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking at him, and I just felt the bubble that I had stepped out of fear, and fear of loss is a huge thing that John mentioned. I had stepped out of fear and into the bubble. And so I'm just listening to him. And then you have to sign the paper that says, I agree, blah, blah, blah. I agree, blah, what all the doctor says. I remember I scratched out agree and I wrote understand. Yeah. I understand. I understand. I'm like, I'm not putting my name on that.
That's right.
But he's not, but the Lord did, he's like, he's not your problem. You know, don't be coming in screaming at the doctor. Right. Is a fear of loss.
Right.
It is a manifestation of fear. It's not a manifestation of your place in your covenant.
Yeah. No.
So I signed it. And when we went to see her, we had to put all the garb on.
Oh, yeah.
And I left there with the Savelles came. Terry and George were there. We went to the chapel and we took communion.
Mm-hmm.
We had no idea. They took communion at the same moment.
Yes, we did.
We had a prayer. One of the wonderful ladies that used to pray over this ministry before she went to the Lord. I'm sure she's still praying. Rachel T. Fateller.
Yeah, oh my.
She was praying at the same time. We all took communion at the same time.
Praise God.
I said, I got to go help Lindsay's dad get into this. So he stayed with her. So I went. We changed places, took like 10, 15 minutes to switch up. Walked in the room, though, and she's awake, and she's talking to him. I said, what happened? He goes, well, about 10, 15 minutes ago, she just woke up and said, Merry Christmas, Daddy.
Well,
she was in severe pain and no, still in and out, but like
on the way in, praying in the Spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
You pray in the Spirit long enough, you can get the answer to anything.
Yeah.
And the Lord told me what to do. So I walked around to the, of course, we're in hazmat and all that. And I walked around to the end of the bed. And there's something important about this. And I said, Lindsay, I speak to the anointing of God that is on the inside of us. He told me to touch her right here. I speak to the anointing of God to rise up within you and put this disease out of you. She said, Papa! Healed in the name of Jesus. Right next to the bed, a woman said, Mister, could you pray that for my grandson?
Oh, hallelujah.
We were there for her just as much as we were for Lindsay. I said, absolutely. And Gloria and I went over there and just attacked that disease in him. And she said, his mother and daddy don't believe anything. And another thing, we attacked that waiting room of the hospital. Man, we're praying for people out there and family and people.
Yes.
All of that's important. You don't just get yours healing and walk out. Amen. You don't know what they're... There's one man had fatigues on. How much time would I have, Tim? 30 seconds. I walked over there to him. I said, you believe in God? Yeah. I said, that doesn't sound good enough. Take my hand. You got to... Sonny, yeah, my boy. I said, took my hand. I said, pray this. Yes, sir. Took his hat off, led him to the Lord out there in the middle of that love.
That's right. That's right.
You just attack the devil that's caused
that's
this
right.
thing in the first place.
That's right.
And we're out of time. Let's give the Lord some praise.
When there are obstacles that seem insurmountable, and nothing seems to be going right, God already made a way to empower you to succeed. In his book, The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich, and He Adds No Sorrow With It, Kenneth Copeland reveals God's original design was for you to thrive. He always intended for you to live enriched and whole in every area, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. Jesus gave you the authority to rule and empowers you by the Holy Spirit to succeed. He set you free from the law of sin and death. You were created in God's image, called to live in His victory. Fear, lack, and confusion have no hold when you're living in the blessing. Jesus connects you to the blessing, and your faith receives it. Develop your faith and let God's love drive fear out. Step into the blessing of the Lord and accomplish God's will for your life. To get your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's book, The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It, go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. No matter where you are in the progress of your life as a Christian, learn more about God and His relationship with you as you dig deeper into the vital message of the blessing. This special offer is good for 60 days. Outside of the U.S., shipping charges may apply.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.
If you are in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise? You ought to be loosed from that infirmity, bless God. You ought to be free. You ought to be debt free. You ought to be pain free, glory to God. You ought to be sick free.
Join us for the New Jersey Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Keith Butler, June 26th through the 28th. Register at kcm.org/NJ today.
Now I know you've heard me say, keep the Word of God going into your eyes and your ears, then register on your heart and come out of the mouth of faith. Well, Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks.
That's right.
One way or the other. Listen, partners, the meetings that are coming up, we want to see you there. The first one, New Jersey Victory Campaign, June 26th through June 28th, Southwest Believers Convention, July the 28th through August the 2nd in Fort Worth, Texas. Listen, partners, we have these meetings for you. We'll be there equipping and building your faith and make you strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Praise God where you can stand. KCM.org events, and we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, these are the Copelands reminding you that God loves you.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what KCM.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At KCM.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, KCM.org meets you where you are.